It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Two veteran war correspondents are among those killed in Syria today. Activists in the city of Homs says rockets struck the house where they were staying, rockets that were part of the Syrian shelling of the city.
French officials identify one journalist as the French photographer Remy Oshlik. The Sunday Times of London confirms the other was the American reporter Marie Colvin.
She was heard several times on this program, and she was famous among correspondents for her fearless reporting, her generosity, and an eye patch, the sign of an injury from an earlier conflict. Yesterday, Colvin told CNN this conflict was even worse than others she'd covered.
It's partly personal safety, I guess. There's nowhere to run. The Syrian army is holding the perimeter. And just the terror of the people and you know, the helplessness of these families hiding on the first floor, just all they can do is hope it doesn't hit them. That's very, very difficult to watch.
Marie Colvin spent her days bearing witness, she said, trying to present the true picture of war.
And her final dispatches from Syria included a report from what she called the widow's basement, a shelter for women and children, trying to survive the shell fire in a district called Baba Amr. She described Syrians with little food beyond rice, tea, and tins of tuna. And in that dispatch, just 2 days before her own death, Marie Colvin described a baby being born.